Hello, I'm Alex.
And I'm Ethan.
We are here to discuss anthropomorphism and dogs within the workplace. We have interviewed Sarah Morgan and her Shih Tzu, Rambo. Later in the interview, Chelsea Sifalu also joins us to discuss her Bernese Mountain Dog, Wilbur. Both dogs have been accompanied by their owners to the Landis Center, where Sarah and Chelsea work. Both dogs are loved dearly by their owners, making Rambo and Wilbur a part of their families.
After speaking with Sarah and Chelsea, it became clear to us that they see their dogs as much more than furry creatures that bark at the mailman and sleep at the foot of the bed. They are seen as valued members of the family who have unique personalities, interact with the family, and even help us to better ourselves.
Somebody who always loves you and looks up to you and follows you around.
One of the most important topics regarding dogs that we discuss in class is anthropomorphism, or using human characteristics and values to describe animals. Alexandra Horowitz, author of Inside of a Dog, says that she is wary anthropomorphizing animals, attributing their feelings, thoughts, and desires that we use to describe ourselves. Horowitz feels this way because we cannot be certain of what an animal is thinking or feeling, so it might not be right to project human emotions onto them. Although she has a point, it seems that anthropomorphizing dogs is beneficial when it occurs in the correct context. This became apparent when I asked Sarah why she viewed Rambo as needy.
Like, you walk past somebody and he expects them to like kind of want to stop for him and pet him, you know what I mean, even just on a walk or something. So that sort of thing. He really likes people and he really likes attention. So that's why we bring him here too, because there's five people in my family. Yeah, there's three kids, and once they all start getting ready to go, like leave for school, and I start getting ready and he sees that happening, he gets like really sad.
Since Sarah associates Rambo's sadness with the act of her family leaving, she has considered that bringing Rambo to work might alleviate this problem. By associating sadness, an emotion commonly expressed by humans, to Rambo, she has given him the opportunity to spend his days with others rather than sitting at home alone. This is an opportunity that most dogs do not get, and Sarah and Rambo make the most of it. By interpreting Rambo's reaction as sadness, Sarah's reaction suggests a link between empathy and anthropomorphism. For example, most people would feel bad if a child was left alone for an entire day, so why wouldn't we feel the same about our dogs? If a dog is treated like family, then it is no surprise that empathy can be felt toward him. This use of anthropomorphism has benefited both of them, and an analysis of anthropomorphism and when to use it has also been used correctly to benefit Chelsea and her mountain dog Wilbur.
Wilbur has a lot of the same behaviors that Rambo has, but they're much more objectionable because of his like, if he wants to sit down and play and be all wiggly in the bottom parts, it's fine, but when Wilbur does that, he's knocking people. Well, the time they met, Wilbur tried to eat him.
Due to his large size, Wilbur has a tendency to disrupt his surroundings when he is displaying his energy. This behavior goes relatively unnoticed with Rambo, but Wilbur draws attention to himself. If someone were to anthropomorphize Wilbur, some words to describe him might be clumsy or hyper. By recognizing that his large size has a lot to do with how his behavior is viewed, Chelsea recognizes how anthropomorphism may impact him and looks past any behavioral bias that might be associated with how big he is.
Dogs play a vital role within the workplace, from herding sheep on the farm to police canine dogs that protect us, to therapy dogs that make our day better when we really need it, and dogs that accompany their owners to work. Examples also exist in popular culture, from literature to TV shows. Earlier this semester we read Dog on It by Spencer Quinn, where the main character, Chet, was a working dog. The story was told from Chet's perspective, a perspective that could only be replicated within popular culture. While a canine narrator is obviously anthropomorphic, Chet's character reveals the kind of enthusiasm some working dogs love their jobs. Chet loved his job. But could this be said for all working dogs, or dogs who accompany their owner to work?
Well, Rambo is a greeter, a therapy dog. He does. He makes people happy.
Rambo loves his job and is good at it, leaving a positive impression on everyone who comes at a Landis Center. A study conducted by the U.S. National Library of Medicine and National Institute of Health found that dogs in the workplace have been increasingly steady over the years. Previously, dogs only accompanied their owners if they had a disability or for therapy. However, in recent years, as companies have become more pet-friendly, owners have started bringing their pets for companionship. The U.S. National Library of Medicine and National Institute of Health also found that dogs in the workplace provide social support, reduce stress, improve performance, and increase social interactions. These findings describe Rambo and Wilbur's role within the Landis Center. While they may not directly be working dogs, they indirectly have a very important role, not only as companions to their owners, but to have a calming effect on the college students coming through the Landis Center. Bringing Rambo and Wilbur to the Landis Center highlights the special relationship Sarah and Chelsea have with their dogs.
His uniform when he's here, we keep it here, so that we put it on, and he has...
While most dogs sit at home and wait for their owners to return, Wilbur and Rambo have the luxury to accompany Chelsea and Sarah to work nearly every day. On the days that Rambo is unable to accompany Sarah to the Landis Center, he becomes sad, waiting for her return. When he has the opportunity to go to work, he is happy, clearly enjoying it. When we visited the Landis Center for the interview, Rambo was happy to be there. He was not showing any behavioral signs that he did not want to be there. In fact, his behavioral signs showed that he would rather be at the Landis Center with Sarah than sitting at home watching Animal Planet. This is a unique relationship between dog and their owner that is becoming more commonplace as studies regarding the benefits of dog within the workplace come out and employers change their policies about dogs within the workplace.
During our brief interaction with Sarah and Chelsea, we learned a lot about dog-human relationships and what kind of impact we have on each other's lives. From talking with Sarah, we learned that viewing a dog as family can enhance the lives of the owner and the dog, and the mutual love we share with our furry friends makes us inseparable. We witnessed a bond so strong that it extended into the workplace and added a valued member of the Landis Center's community. Chelsea's description of Wilbur and his behavior shows that we often allow our first impressions of dogs to dictate our relationships and how we view them. By recognizing that Wilbur's size has an impact on how people view his behavior, she rejects anthropomorphic assumptions and recognizes that his behavior is playful.